Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Sira Radha. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. So, this is our third full day of our Govardhan retreat. By now, do you feel already some melting of the heart, some upliftment of the consciousness? Yes.
Yes.
Please do know, by dedicating yourself to hear Krishna Katha so much, to chant, to improve your relationships with Vaishnavas, by doing all the things which you do, something invisible happens. Yes, you see Giriraj with your eyes, you hear the kirtans and lectures with your ears, you perhaps make notes, you reflect and you talk about the things that go on. Yes, these are all comprehensible, but there is an incomprehensible factor, and that is Krishna's reciprocation. What Krishna likes if his devotees come together and hear about him. He feels attracted to this. That is one of his natures. Very personal, if you so wish. And when he becomes attracted and showers his merciful glance on someone, something happens. I have a list of 12 different ways in which Krishna glances upon his devotees. And one type of glance, just now I do not remember the Sanskrit, but one type of glance is when he increases in the heart. He glances at us, and as a result, our eagerness to serve him is increased. No? Our eagerness for Krishna consciousness is increased. So, good. Today is a very important subject of this Bhagavatam lecture. It's the first time where I dare to touch this subject. Mm. the subject, or I will try to give an answer from where did Prabhupada say the meaning of chanting is, please engage me in your service. Where is this in the Hare Krishna mantra? It says Hari, that is an address to either Lord Hari or Hara, the Srimati Radharani, then there's Krishna, then there's Rama. Where is Seva, the word Seva? So how can we say this is the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra? Have you ever thought about this? Where is the please? Where is the engage? Where is me? Where is in your seva? There's nothing of this there. There's only Hari. We know some little Sanskrit, Hari, Krishna, and so on. So how can we say this is an address to Radha Krishna requesting them to be engaged in service? Have you ever asked yourself this question? So we will try to give an answer to this, my dear devotees, and we have to see if the answer is satisfying to us in this class. Can I just ask one of you mobile telephone wallers, if you could please be so kind to just give me the text which we are chanting on a mobile telephone. I don't have the book with me. It's coming. Good. Oh, this is part two. Wow. I took the wrong book with me. It's all right. I remember. Repeat after me. We will have to be a little fast due to time. Tad asma saram hridayam batedam. Tad asma saram hridayam batedam. Yad griyamane harinamadeyai.
Yad griyamane harinamadeyai.
Na vikriyeta tayada vikaro.
Na vikriyeta tayada vikaro.
Ne netre jalam gatra ruheshu hasha.
Netre jalam gatra ruheshu hasha.
Certainly that heart is steel framed. There's an armor around it, a steel frame. It's encased, it's imprisoned in steel. Certainly that heart is steel framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration, does not change when ecstasy takes place. Tears fill the eyes and the hairs stand on end. Now it works. Now a purport. Are you listening, my dear devotees?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Good. We should note with profit that in the first three chapters of the second canto, a gradual process of development of devotional service is being presented. So Prabhupada gives now a little summary. In the first chapter, the first step in devotional service for God consciousness by the process of hearing and chanting has been stressed. So first steps, no? Beginning, baby steps, no? And then a gross conception of the personality of Godhead in his universal form for the beginners is recommended. By such a gross conception of God through the material manifestation of his energy, one is enabled to spiritualize the mind and the senses and gradually concentrate the mind upon Lord Vishnu, the Supreme, who's present as the Super Soul in every heart and everywhere, in every atom of the material universe. Oh my God, I'm so useless with these things. It has disappeared. Can I please request you, the text all of a sudden is no longer available. I've made too many offenses against modern technology. Yes, reciprocation. Thank you. So, are you with me? The Prabhupada says the first steps are given in the first chapter, and the concept of God is introduced to whom even a beginner in spiritual life can relate to. That is the Lord whom he finds visible in his direct environment, perceivable by his senses. That's that he is the mountains, the rivers, the many things, the plantations, the flora and the fauna, the universal form, no? So then it goes to a higher level of understanding, which is still within the reach of a normal person. We can know that there is God in the heart who gives us inspiration and guidance. He's present as a super soul in every heart and everywhere, in every atom of the material universe. The system of Panchupasana, recommending five mental attitudes for the common man, is also enacted for this purpose, namely gradual development, worship of the superior that may be in the form of fire, worship fire, electricity, the sun, the mass of living beings, Lord Shiva, and at last, the impersonal super soul, the partial representation of the Lord Vishnu. They are all nicely described in the second chapter, but in the third chapter, further development is prescribed after one has actually reached the stage of Vishnu worship. So here now it comes not for the beginners, but those who are now believing in the transcendent Lord. No? Those who have reached this stage, the stage of devotional service and the mature stage of Vishnu worship, this is suggested herein in relation to the change of heart. Now comes the sentence which might change your life, my dear devotees. The whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at getting good internet reception. Oops. The whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at getting followers on Facebook. You laugh? It doesn't sound correct. Maybe in the third attempt we can get it. The whole process, listen very carefully, you might be cheated again. The whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart of the living being in the matter of his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord as subordinate servant, which is his eternal constitutional position. So with the progress of devotional service, the reaction of change in the heart is exhibited by gradual detachment from the sense of material enjoyment, by a false sense of lording it over the world, and an increase in the attitude of rendering loving service to the Lord. I will stop here because this is already more to digest than... So the whole process of this whole huge Vedic adventure, which describes various levels of spiritual adhika, is meant to affect one thing and one thing only. It is wanting to change the heart of the living being so that there is a negative and a positive result. Negative means that we say no to something, and positive here means we say yes to another thing. The change of the heart should manifest in detachment from the false sense of lording it over the world, you know, detachment from sense gratification. And what is the yes? It is an increase in the attitude of rendering loving service to the Lord. My dear devotees, that's the transformation of the heart which we should look for. And this is in the core of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and we will start here, distinguishes between Hari Kirtan and Maya Kirtan. Oops, there is Maya Kirtan. What is that? Perhaps, are we doing Hari Kirtan or are we doing Maya Kirtan? You have to now find out. Kirtan is called Sankirtan. Sang means here total Kirtan, the proper Kirtan, when many people perform it together. But another word would be however. Will it be worthy of the name Sankirtan if some worthless people without any enthusiasm for the service of Bhagavan come together to shout in unison? It will be true Hari Sankirtan only when we join the Sankirtan of the true devotees. Who? Listen what these true devotees are, what they do, what's their mentality. It's again, I will repeat, it will be true Hari Sankirtan when we join the Sankirtan of true devotees who are serving Shri Bhagavan according to the principles established in the Vedas and Eliot Shastras, connected Shastras. Contrastingly, or you could say on the other side, it is not Hari Sankirtan when it is conducted for prevention of the epidemics of cholera or pox, or prosperity in train, for gain or for respect. If you do Hari Sankirtan and you have another motive, a selfish motive for your personal gain, like respect or fame or so on, then you cannot call it Hari Sankirtan. Such kirtan is Maya Kirtan, chanting within the jurisdiction, the area of the illusory potency. This quotation comes from the Gaudiya, volume 23, number 10. And this is the quotation. So, there is something like proper kirtan and improper kirtan. Proper kirtan is when you chant it for the pleasure of Krishna, in the service of Krishna, and improper is when you chant it for your own respect, to come on Mayapur TV. Kirtaniya means this is the god of ISKCON now, the new gods of ISKCON. They used to be the Sankirtan book distributors. Now if you're Kirtaniya, but if you do it for respect, for personal gain, you, strictly speaking, have not joined the group of Kirtan chanters. Let us now look at the main mantra, the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is, strictly speaking, a Sambodhana Mantra. Sambodhana means addressing Krishna. Hari means, or Hari means, can mean Hari, he who takes away, or unties the knot of material existence. He takes you out of material life, free me from bondage, you know. And it also, the meaning of this name is he who reveals his actual nature and fame. As you chant and you progress in chanting, like some of you have said yesterday in the valley, there are transformations in the heart, and you become eventually more interested in Krishna and search for Krishna. And in this way, Hari reveals his nature and form. For the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, however, Hari can mean Hara or Shrimati Radharani. Radha is Krishna's female counterpart and is able to attract even the mind of Krishna. And she is the incarnation of Krishna's joy, Kladini Shakti. Yeah, this is definition of Guru Gopal Goswami, which is quoted in by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhajan Rahasya. So then comes Rama. Prabhupada says, Rama means Radharaman, the one who enjoys with Srimati Radharani. Now, my dear devotees, it gets a little, you will have to now be a little sensitive. This is now a step up. I'm really now will challenge you to move forward in your understanding. Once there was a discussion where devotees were quarreling. Does Rama mean Ramachandra or Balaram? And they came to Srila Prabhupada and said, one says this means Ramachandra. That's correct, says Prabhupada. And then Tamakrishna Maharaj presented the argument. But there's a devotee who says it means Balaram. That's all right. That is also correct, said Srila Prabhupada. Then another devotee said, but we have heard that Radha is in the Hare Krishna mantra, Hara. That's also correct. But how can Radha be with Balaram? Prabhupada said, that's also correct. It is not possible. So here we are now entering. Then what is correct? Prabhupada said, you decide. Yeah, you may laugh for the wrong reasons. You may think Prabhupada gave a clever answer where he just left the discussion. It was a very profound answer which he gave. He said, what he wanted to express is, Krishna is so many things. Krishna is God. And according to the way you approach, the worshipper approach him, he reveals himself in that way. For a Ram Bhakta who is worshipping Lord Ram in Ayodhya, this is Ramachandra. For a devotee of Lord Balaram, this is Balaram. But for those who are interested in the Madhurya Rasa, no, a certain the level where Krishna enjoys loving pastimes, it's Krishna or Radha Raman. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained this in a letter he wrote in the year 1928. And by Krishna's mercy, this letter is available. So he says, when the words Hari Rama are pronounced in a mood of reverential service to God, they indicate whom? Yes, Sri Rama of where? What is this? Dham? Ayodhya. You know so many good things. Very good. However, devotees who worship in the mood of conjugal service understand Krishna, the son of Nanda in Vrindavan, as the lover of the cowherd girls, Gopi Raman, and thus he is Rama. So when the word Rama indicates service to Krishna, the lover of Radha, then it's Radha Raman. In accordance with this understanding, the names Hare Krishna and Rama refer to whom? Radha and Krishna alone. Yes, very nice. You have said very nice. We are you Ram Bhaktas? Are you Ayodhya people? You have to make this decision in your life. However, my dear devotees, every worshipper is welcome. It's the same God. Therefore, Prabhupada installed in some of his temples, I know in Juhu was the first time, deities of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. Also in Delhi we have seen, in the Radha Pata Sharati temple. He wanted to embrace everyone, but he made no... He said, in our line we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Yes, we are the Hare Krishna devotees. We are not the Ramas, Rama devotees. I mean, yes, Krishna for us is Rama. In Padyamali, Rupa Goswami says, Mother Yashoda talks Krishna and says good night stories. There was once a demon, says Krishna, he's half asleep. Yes, there was once a demon, his name was Hiranyakashipu, says Krishna. And then Lord Nrisimhadev came and he defeated and killed this demon. Said Krishna. Yeah, said Yashoda. Good night story, said Braj. I can only imagine that Krishna wanted these stories, you know. And then there was another demon, Ravan. Said Krishna, not asleep. Ravan, he stole Mother Sita. Said Krishna, and he jumped up on his bed and he called out, Lakshman, Lakshman, bring me my bow. So you can see, Krishna is Ram, Krishna is Nrisimhadev. Therefore, when we wake him up in the morning, we will chant Nrisimhavamana. What else? Shrimadusudana. Vajindanandana Chaa. No problem. No rasa basa. Krishna is, what was it? Nrisimha. He is Vamana. Same Lord. But devotees who want to reach the Lord, they decide. This concept is called Ishta Devata, no? The preferred deity of one's heart, the one which we worship. So how do you relate to a worshipful deity? You serve him. Bhakti is the process of serving the Lord. There is a verse in the Garuda Purana which gives a very interesting definition of bhakti. The word bhakti is derived from the form bhaj, root word bhaj. And the verbal root bhaj means to render service, yes. Therefore, thoughtful sadhakas should engage in the service of Sri Krishna with great endeavor, for it is only by such service that bhakti is born. This is one verse from the Garuda Purana, which is telling us that bhakti means service. So the moment Krishna is approached by those who develop love for him, they want service. They don't want to sit and look at him. That's what the yogis do who sit in trance and see the accomplished yogis. Whom do they see in their hearts? Paramatma, yes, the super soul form. They just behold him with ecstasy in their mind as the topmost goal of their yoga practice, no? But the devotee goes, who is a bhakta, who follows bhakti, he is approaching the Lord through service. In the Hare Krishna mantra, a very important name is Radha's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I counted 8 times, Hare. That's a lot. Amongst the 16 names, 8 names are taken by Radha. 4 names by Krishna, 4 other names by another form of Krishna, Rama. So it's called a Yugal mantra. Yugal means a couple, yes. It's a mantra to a divine couple who is called out, sambodhana, is as an address, you know. So Radha is the very emblem of devotional service or bhakti seva. In other words, when you call her, you are actually beseeching, means calling out, petitioning her for what she does. And she's an emblem of bhakti seva, service. You want service. Prabhupada says it like this: when you address someone, the person will ask, "So what do you want?" Huh? In India, we would say like this. And the answer is, please engage me in your service. Now, you might say, okay, so this is the rationale. We are addressing the Lord in bhakti. That's and bhakti means to do service. To not just behold, an active relationship. But is Prabhupada the first one who translated this as, please engage me in your service? Prabhupada would always say he was representing a devotional tradition. Is there evidence that in the tradition it is there? Yes, there is this Gopal Guru Goswami. We heard yesterday about him. He was the one who said to that devotee who went in Puri to answer the call of nature and who was biting his tongue or holding his tongue to not chant the sacred holy name in this dirty environment. He said he might die. And I also heard he said, this boy said also, the holy name can never be touched by anything impure. Like the sun, it can shine on the stool field. Will the sun smell after some time? No. Quite the opposite will happen. The stool field will become dry and a nice manure. You can, I don't know if any farmer would grow anything on a stool field. No. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a farmer. Let's not. This is also not our subject matter of the Bhagavatam class. So this is Gopal Guru. He became a great Goswami with many disciples and teaching a very strict and extremely powerful manual of advancing in devotional service. His famous student is Dhyana Chandra Goswami, who left us with a padati, it means a guidebook to worship, how to worship Radha and Krishna. So Gopal Guru offers a similar reading, which includes an urgent request to Krishna to be engaged in devotional service. So this is what he says. Hare, Hare means, Hey Hare, Nija Seva Yogyam Mankuru. Oh Hare, Oh Hare. So he starts with Hare is for him the first, is for him Krishna. Later he will also translate it as Hara, Radha. Make me worthy so that I can engage in your service. And then Rama, Hey Rama, Tat Ramam Nija, Seva Yogyam Kuru. Oh Rama, as I enter into your pastimes, make me worthy to engage in your service. It's very important that in the Sanskrit translation of the meanings of the and the Sanskrit wordings of the meanings of the holy name, the word seva, make me worthy for seva or engage me in service, is explicitly stated. So yeah, this is, many acharyas have read various meanings into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and if you want to read them, there are good books available there is one book, The Art of Chanting, where the meanings are given. I have also no gentleman speaks about his own books. Yes, there is books available on the various meanings. And this is important when you want to advance in chanting. There are six things, six attitudes for a devotee who wishes to advance in chanting, who wants to make his chanting perfect. The first is, this is now a good time to take notes for those who take notes. It is manasamharanam, collecting the mind. We do this in the morning in our guided japa session. We bring our mind, okay, now it's for Krishna. We bring it from so many subjects. We collect the mind. I always give the example, when you make a journey to India, you collect all your things and put them in the luggage, no? What do I need? I need soap. I need a set of cloth for changing. But it will be the temperature. I need t-shirts. It will be hot, so t-shirts need to be there. My chata, I forgot my chata, I need to do this. And we put everything in one place. This is what a devotee needs to do. He needs to be in one place. If he is all over the universe, his chanting is not really bhakti. It is, I don't know what to call it, but this is not the idea, at least. So, mana samharanam, socham, you need to be clean, both externally, it's good to chant if you have taken your bath, in ordinary Vedic understanding, any spiritual activity without having taken a bath is fruitless. There is such a verse in Hari Bhakti Vilas. However, as we heard yesterday from Gauranga Darshan's excellent class, in the chanting of the holy name is so merciful and approachable that even when there are circumstances, he mentioned illness or being in the hospital or an overnight train or flight, no? Then no problem. You can chant in whatever situation. But generally it is preferably if you are socham, externally clean and internally clean. When you think, for instance, this devotee was hurting me, so when he will come at 6 o'clock this way, I will stand in the balcony and I will throw a rotten tomato on his head. When you chant like this and you make plans, that is not a very clean mind. Or if all of a sudden you dwell on sexual activity or, I don't know, passing anything unclean. Externally and internally you should be clean. No? It's called cleanliness when it's external, and it's called purity when it's internal. Then you should not talk maunam when you chant your japa. You should not interrupt it, not even with the mobile telephone. You should message, look, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I can type this link with left. Look. This is not good. Maunam should be there. And now, my dear devotees, fourth principle, mantra ta chintanam. You should think about the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. What are you doing? It is an address to Krishna. And Krishna will ask you, so what do you want? And your answer is not that of the yogis. I want to just feel bliss by being in your presence. No, you are approaching him through devotion service. Please engage me in that service. Yes. Prabhupada gave also another meaning. It's not that he only gave this service meaning. He said in Seattle, on the 20th of October 1968. I am praying Radha Krishna. Yeah, this is Hare Krishna. Huh? Hare Krishna. Please attract me.
Please attract me.
Yes. I will continue alone now. I am now trying to get substance from the reflection, from this reflected world, and I'm frustrated. And then he continues, you have to go to the real tree, not the reflected. So this is a prayer also, please attract me. He said another thing, please give me strength, Hari, O energy of Krishna. O Krishna, I'm fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I'm frail. I'm trying, but I'm failing. All these appeals should be made. And Krishna is all powerful. He can do anything. So you can see there is what we can see with our eyes. See, here is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Oh yes, the Rama is right now. There was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We can see with our eyes, And we can hear with, we can read it, and we can hear it with our ears. But there's more to it. Please come, Prabhu, and stand here facing the audience. Yes. Look very serious, please, or serious. No. What do you see? You see a brahmachari. He has glasses. He has a little warm jacket. Is that all to the person? There is a heart inside. There are thoughts inside. Yesterday, this brahmachari talked to me. I understood he's a temple president in a temple in Rajasthan, and he is concerned about something in the temple. It's not just what we see. Oh, there is something inside. Thank you, Prabhu. You may take your seat. In the same way, in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there is an essence. There is the life of the mantra. There's a devotional life in it. There's Radha and Krishna in it. And how do we, what, there is one verse, one work, Sangita Madhava, wonderful verb, where we see actually there is a soul who wants, who's approaching their perfection. This newcomer comes in the spiritual world, in the forest of Vrindavan, and he has one desire. He or she wants to now have darshan of Radha and Krishna. So, how to have darshan of Radha and Krishna? Where are they now? Where can this person meet them? So Prabodhananda Saraswati very beautifully describes that he hears, or that this person, let me refer to this being, the soul, as this person. This person hears in the distance some beautiful singing. And as this person comes close, there are the gopis holding different articles of service, like a plate with various, refreshments and so on. And these gopis are about to go to Radha and Krishna, who are somewhere engaged in their loving pastimes, somewhere in this forest. So they see this person who very eagerly wants to see the divine couple and take him along as they go to meet Radha and Krishna. And then the first darshan is described. This person sees Krishna, but is so overwhelmed, my dear devotees, with the beauty of the Lord, which exudes from the Lord. I have seen the smile, so overwhelmed, that this person asks himself the questions, or asks themselves the question, who is this? Is this a dark tamal tree? No, that can't be, because trees don't move like that. You know? Is this a dark Siam colored cloud? No, from where would all of a sudden a dark rain cloud come? Is this the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And so then, I mean, it may not make these sounds, I don't think so. The eyes fall on Radha. Is this Lakshmi? She's so beautiful. Or is this perhaps a stationary lightning which usually it comes and goes, but stationary means it stays? Is this perhaps the personification of Krishna's pleasure energy? So after the initial, you could say, being totally overwhelmed with the ecstasy of love of Godhead, this soul sings a song, a beautiful song, and in the song it says, please allow me to sing for you. I want to sing for you. Render service, in other words. No? I want to do service now by singing for you. So this is, my dear devotees, the way you relate to Radha and Krishna. And this is the heart of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just like our Brahmachari Prabhu has an outer shell, if you so want, with glasses and warm cloth appropriate for the situation, but then an inner dimension. And just like you only, so Krishna has an outer dimension, there are the letters of, the Hare Krishna mantra has letters, the letters of the mantra are there, you can see there. But there is an inner dimension, just like in our Brahmachari, there is a very sensitive, I found out, highly intelligent, very eager person who has a particular concern, a nice concern, a nice wish, and so on. And that I only know him if I know this. If I will not address him as Mr. Nice Jacket or Nice Hat or Nice Glasses. I will see, who is he? What is this? So the Hare Krishna mantra also carries a deep meaning. And only if you connect with that meaning, please accept me as your service, can you really say that you are relating to the Lord in bhakti. This is the deeper meaning why Prabhupada said, please accept me, please engage me in your service, please give me strength, please, you know, what is it, attract me. These are all requests to a person or to two persons, and the essence of the request is, please let me have a relationship to you, a relationship that relates to my constitutional, intrinsic nature of a servant. Hare Krishna. I'm looking now at the clock. I'm finished with what I wanted to say today. Have I reached you? Could you follow what you heard?
Yes.
So there are all, on first glance, there are only names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. On second glance, there is a person, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. And on third glance, there is the way you relate to these personalities, that is through devotional service. Therefore, please engage me in devotional service. We will chant now one time the mantra, and then we will open it for questions and answer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. We must go a little lower, please, because it's morning, the voice is not so. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Wonderful, you have the melody is very nice, the way you sing it. Now please enter a deeper dimension of your chanting, that is, pray sincerely to be engaged in devotional service. And like this, while you sing, you should have the meaning of the mantra in your heart. Please engage me, or please accept me in your service. Please sing like this now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Can you please activate this machine? My dear devotees, the whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart of the living being in the matter of his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord. a subordinate servant, which is his eternal constitutional position. This is the idea of the Hare Krishna mantra. Not the idea of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Good. We have come to the conclusion of this lecture. I see we have a little bit more time for questions. Do you have any? Relating to the subject, no? Relating to the subject. Yeah, there are other principles for bringing the mantra to perfection. We had manasamharanam socham mantrata chintanam, monam and mantrata chintanam. This is all together 1, 2, 3, 4. Now two are left. Is agravat, let me just, avyagradvam, it means not be in a haste to complete. This is perhaps a big problem when we have not arranged our day in such a way, thank you, that there is enough time to chant. No? Avyagradva. You should not be in a haste. Have you ever tried to be in a discussion or relationship and then the person says, and he interrupts, I really have no time. You know, I really have no time. Then you will say, go, 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 go. Don't need to talk with me. In the same way, Krishna does not want that we do this in a hasty way. It's meant to be a devotional thing. And anirvido means not becoming dejected or steadfastness. This is quoted from a work called Mantrata, and the Hari Bhaktivilas quotes it. So let us read this translation. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, sampati, sampati means to attain, etava, fulfillment, perfection. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities. Manasamharanam, control of the mind. Socham, internal and external purity. Monam, silence. Mantrata chintanam, contemplation of the mantra's meaning. And then avyagratvam means non-haste or patience. And anirvido, not becoming dejected and giving it up, but remaining steadfast on the path. Very, very nice. We will leave this on, so if those who are interested to note this down, they can make a snapshot photo. And so, good. These are the six qualities. Yes, Prabhu. We have microphone.
Hare Krishna, you mentioned that we have to put the body, replenish the body, mind and heart by chanting. And you also mentioned a quote from Prabhupada, where he says that there is no question about the mind, we have to just pronounce the mantra and hear the mantra. But the thing is that to hear the mantra, we have to focus the mind on the mantra. So there is a contradiction I am unable to understand.
In general, my dear devotees, if you wish to understand what Prabhupada's point is, or how his teaching is, you need to understand the broadness of his, broad means, what else does he say? You cannot understand with one statement. This is a very big subject matter, God, no? So you need, you find a great problem when devotees only focus on one statement. The problem is endless quarrels on the internet. Prabhupada said this, and another group says, Prabhupada said this, and then you get an AK-47, means a machine gun, and try to shoot the opponent. Prabhupada said, yes, he said this, and he said also this, and he said also this, and he said also this, and this, and this, and this. Why does he say many things? The idea is that spiritual life is a progressive development, and there are various statements for various levels, like we read in this purport. First step of God realization is described as the universal form. Then there was a worship of the five elements, including fire, is described. And now, Prabhupada says, in the third chapter, we will go into pure devotional service. So what is on one level most desirable, that is, meditate on the universal form, is on another level described to be not recommendable, because this is the material energy. We should meditate on the transcendental form of the Lord. No, so many things. Really, try. You must actually understand the width of Prabhupada's teachings, width, I want to say, the broad spectrum, and you must also understand the depths. And this comes really by reading and so on. And I can only say, my dear devotees, everything is really in the Bhagavatam, and there is a wonderful work out on the Bhagavatam which helps you. I mean, I invited Gauranga Darshan because on one level he's my teacher of the Bhagavatam and I'm his student. I'm studying under him, and he has written this Subodhini. Oh, Subodhini. Bhagavatam Subodhini. It describes in great details are there on how to understand the entire chapter and how it relates to other chapters, and where is the storyline, where is the philosophical line. It really helps, and I can only say this has helped me personally to understand the Bhagavatam. I could not understand, for instance, the beginning of the Rudra Gita. Why does Shiva first worship Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev? Why this? And then he goes to the moon god, and from Subodhini, it's very clear why, and it makes sense. He goes through a purification before he enters of the mind, the intelligence, the body, before he enters the prayers. It's a form of Buddha Shuddhi, which he does, and yeah, very, very nice. I can only recommend you. And there's also ample quotation of Prabhupada's special sentences, emphasis is there, but also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's view is always considered, and so on. Very good. So you need to understand, otherwise if you have only a partial understanding, you will remain stuck in some partial understanding. And yes, I will look towards the Mataji side. Is there something? Yes, the Mataji in front, please. The young Mataji.
Affection
for the chanting of the holy names. Because I don't feel that much joy as I practice the dancing. Wonderful. Are you one of the children in of the Govardhan, that course, Bhagavad course?
I don't live here, but I come from Australia.
Yeah. Oh. Very good if the young people become interested. Yes, many devotees ask this question, what to do? I don't feel that much attraction to the holy name as I, for instance, feel towards deity worship or hearing or reading the Bhagavatam. This is there. Do you want to develop attraction to the holy name? Are you prepared to pay a price for this? Well, I will make it easy. I won't continue this type of questioning. My dear devotees, I can only say, first you need to understand that it is important to have an attraction of the holy name. Why? Because we are in Kali Yuga. And this chanting is the Yuga Dharma. That's the main process in Kali Yuga. Why is it the main process? Because it's the easiest form, way to understand Krishna. As Gauranga Darshan told us yesterday, there are three qualities in Krishna's name. He's very powerful, he's very approachable. Powerful people are usually not approachable, you cannot come so easily near them, and very merciful. So first of all, you need to understand that this is necessary. At that time only, when you understand the need, and you really understand and accept the need, you will ask the question, what could I do to get attraction? My dear devotees, if you don't understand this need, if you don't want it, it will not come to you, the attraction. It just will not come to you. You really have to want it, because he is a person. Krishna waits for you to really to really turn to him. And what Prabhupada recommends, statement is that we pray to the holy name, please increase my attraction. There is even a verse which chanters chant when they go on long chanting marathon. Agada mana yashoda nanda nanda suno Pranata Karuna Krishna Aneka Swarupa. And so on. It says, my dear Lord, you are known as Agadamana, the destroyer of sin. You are known as the darling boy of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. You are the beloved of the gopis. You are Pranata Karuna, merciful to the fallen. Please increase my attachment to you. A normal person, when you say, I want to be your friend. Can you help me to become your friend? At the moment, I think you are unattractive. the person would say, there are other friends for you, you know. So, but with Krishna, that's what we say, my dear Lord, you are this and that, but I have no attraction to you. Please help me to develop attraction. The Lord doesn't send you away. He's not like us human beings with our fragile egos, you know. He sees the dilemma of his devotee. So praying to Krishna. Life is short. What is your name?
Sidya.
Sidya. Yeah, whatever. This name, yes. Life is short. It is so much disturbed. How is it possible to practice the chanting? Therefore, chanting Hare Krishna and hearing and praying also, Prabhupada says. Praying, pray, 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 pray. Please give me strength. And so on. I think I quoted this already. We try our best, but we fail, Prabhupada says. But Krishna will help us. Just like a child tries his best, but he falls down. Ping! And the mother takes the child up and says, all right, come on. You know, so pray. The real chanter is born in the ocean of tears. His own tears, where he sees this is the chance, this is the most merciful form of the Lord. But it doesn't work for me. Oh no, oh no, fie on me, alas, alas. Who can help me in this situation? And I can go to devotees, yes. And I can sit in the kirtans of the devotees, yes. But even I do all these things. I have listened to devotees. I have sat in kirtans and become totally bored and hungry. Now what can I do? Who is left? Only one person is left, Krishna. And then you pray. Only then you will cross the border from distracted and unengaged chanting to real chanting. It's a lot for it. What is your age?
14.
14, wow. Congratulations, this is very good. Could you understand what I, even with the German accent? No problem? Good, good, good. Hare Krishna. So yes, Gopeshwara, I see you in the... Oh, Gopeshwara, come to me personally. It is, I answer your question personally. It is 8:30. And we will end the class. There is now Giriraj's dining hall is there for you. Masharam is waiting for you. And then please be there 10 o'clock sharp in the valley, because the katha will immediately start. It's not like an ordinary days where there is first 1 hour of kirtan, which is also important to attend. No, this time, at 10 o'clock, the katha starts with Gauranga Darshan, so therefore we need to be very time conscious at this moment. See you in the valley. And do you see, Krishna has sent some shade. No, the clouds are there. It's not so hot. It's ideal now in the valley. Hare Krishna.